Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life.
Tell them how it is, y'all.
I'm stronger,
I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. but I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl.
That feels
their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels. Yeah. To lay
Thank you. He loves you.
Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to the Inspiration Factory. I am your humble host, Paul Sampson, aka Divine Inspiration. And as you know, I have my partner in praise with me, Van Meadows, aka Poetic. The Inspiration Factory is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Every night of the week, we've got something for you. Call in. 319-527-6300 any night of the week. Be sure to press 1 so that way we know that you want to come on live and share something with us. Van, my brother, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Paul. How about yourself?
Hey, I've been better, but I've been worse also, so I'm grateful.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know. I don't know what it is. That I've been today. But every day can't be beautiful. It takes the bad days so we can recognize the good days, though.
That's right.
Better days are coming.
Absolutely.
Better days are coming. Now, tonight, we just want to hear what you consider your favorite piece or a piece that means the most to you. So that, you know, we don't have to strain our brains, because there's always one piece that just sticks out in your heart to you that it means something special to you. So that's what we're going to share tonight. And, of course, as always, we give God his praise and his glory.
Amen.
And with that being said, my brother, would you mind bringing us in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, Lord God, asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you just continue to keep us covered under your mighty wings, your mighty bosom, your mighty care, Lord God. Because, Father God, we know that the attacks of the enemy are always around us, Lord God. But, Father God, we are thankful that you offer a way of escape, and we're ever so grateful, Lord God. Father God, we ask for prayers for the hosts, Lord God, the callers, the listeners, Lord God, the Epiphany Radio family, Lord God, as a whole. Father God, we ask that you continue to just bless them mightily, Lord God, whatever they have need of, whatever they have want of, Lord God, as long as it's in your will, Lord God, please bless them mightily. We ask for you to keep our children under protection, Lord God, because, Father God, when they're out of our care, we have to entrust them to you, Lord God. And the world is a very dangerous place these days. But, Father God, we know that you have them, and you are capable of all things. So, Father God, we give all of these prayer requests back to you, Lord God, so that you can hold them dear, and you can answer them in your time. Father God, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You said something there that really is important for us to understand. He said to answer those prayers in his time.
Yes, sir.
That's something that a lot of people struggle with. They call it quits too early. You know, you pray to God about something, and if it doesn't happen instantaneously, you assume that he's not listening, or you're not good enough to pray to God, or any of the other excuses that you come up with. You know, we got to fall back. Once you give it to him, know that he received it. Just fall back and wait on him. And because when he answers, it'll be the perfect time.
Yes. Yes.
I appreciate that prayer. That was needed. I'm not going to prolong things tonight.
God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always. Always. So we're going to jump right on in, thanks. How'd you like to start us off, my brother?
Absolutely. Let me pull up this piece that I wanted to do for tonight. This piece is called Heal. I see you sitting in pain. and here comes more rain. Pressures of life already stressful. Misery love company and events are full. Full of death all around you. It's true. You are affected because of corona. You're not an essential worker and you don't want to look in the mirror because you feel like you failed. Then you exhaled, spewing out all the negativity that's been injected into your bloodstream, and you're no longer affected, but affected by the recent current events. Your shoulders are strong enough to carry the weight of the world, and it gets rough. But you captivated the idea of essential when you arose out of your bed, ignoring the gravitational pull calling you to forget about the world that doesn't care for you. Then your heart grew, way bigger than it has ever before, all because of love and so much more. The light in the world, the smiles that made lips curl, the gleaming light in your eyes, the way heaven smiles, is because of your ability to heal. I'm just keeping it real. And that's that piece.
Amen, amen. Yes, he is the ultimate physician.
Yes, he is.
He can heal those. Well, actually, he can heal anything. You know, the real dire things, the little minute things, you know. It all depends on what is best for us and what he wants out of them, whatever it is that we're going through. Sometimes there's something for in the midst of our pains, our hurts, our illnesses, there's a life-saving message, a lesson to be learned. So he allows us to go through some things to bring us closer to him.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate that piece.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm going to cheat a little bit tonight, man.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay. Because the piece that I want to do for tonight is one that's actually in the studio.
Uh-oh. The mic is yours,
my
brother.
Thank you, sir. This piece is called This Place.
This Place by Divine Inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. We need it returned to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace, which surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't united stand. More importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hots and a cot, place where in time so often you become forgotten. This place. This place.
And that's that piece.
Oh, my brother, I did not know you were going to cheat like that now.
Well, I kind of gave you a heads up. I just didn't say to what degree. And for real, put that together for me quite a while ago. And he wasn't happy, but he was talking about he wanted to work on it some more. I said, no, you ain't. I took it and ran. I loved it.
For real,
you know, there's too many of our people that are locked up. You know,
he definitely scribed it, brother, and brought it to life. I love it. Dope ink, brother. Dope ink.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, I know we got a lot more dope pieces out there. So what do you say we just open the mics and see what they have to say out there?
Absolutely.
And I do believe first on the mic would be C-34 Music. What's going on, brother?
C-34 Music, are you muted?
Yeah,
what's happening, my brother?
There you go.
Yeah, I had to handle something over there, and I knew that was going to happen.
Doesn't it always?
Doesn't it always, yeah. Never a break or anything. How are you, Brother Paul? How are you, Poetic?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Better than I deserve.
Yeah, y'all both are sounding smooth. I can tell you that right now.
To God be the glory, brother. To God be the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So, I don't know what else is going on with stuff, you know. Say that again.
I said, you know what we're doing tonight, right?
Tell me what we're doing.
We're doing our favorite piece. Or the one that means
favorite.
The most to you.
Okay. That sounds like something there because I don't really have a favorite piece. I just write. I just go on to the next. That's what I usually do. So if anybody got a favorite piece of mine, let me know because I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Which one resonates to you strongly or really means something to you?
The one I just wrote?
That can be done. And let me add this one. That can be done on the Inspiration Factory.
Yeah. on a different rope.
Because I know we all have some that are powerful pieces and mean to say a lot, but sometimes we have to use some colorful language to get our points across. You know, so.
Oh, don't worry. I know how to deliver that, so that's not even an issue. Plus,
I mean, that's right.
I've heard the stuff before, so he knows I don't go that far.
Absolutely.
Which piece are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, this is a piece I wrote about the times we're living in right now, and it's called Fear Factor.
I'm sorry, repeat that again? It's called
Fear
what?
Factor. You know, like the show Fear Factor?
Fear Factor. Okay, gotcha. Awesome. Mic is yours, King.
Thank you, sir. For God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave love, power, and a sound mind. So I need to build up my most holy faith in these last days and trying times. Someone's trying to force my hands, but I don't alternate conversations when my rights just left. I know that blessed are those who are persecuted for truth spit about the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, undefeated and still undisputed. I'm surrounded by locusts and roaches who cast their votes for someone who evokes this division and separation since placing people of color into jail for nickel bags of paraphernalia 30 years later, he said, people are trying his patience. When just 9 months of impregnation at his inauguration, he promised to reunite the nation. Two-faced man. Blaming a percentage who say nay to the jab that was made too fast, and we're facing being replaced for our refusal by the order of the new world, because if we don't, we'll lose our jobs. The Lord is my strength. What can man do to me? He says, don't be anxious, but my flesh keeps losing sleep. A man says, forget your freedom, your rights, your personal choice. Even if those papers in 1776 didn't think of me, I still have a voice. Blessed are the persecuted, for they will get eternal life. I will follow my God through the fire, because obedience is better than sacrifice, so roll the dice. Taking your chance, blocking out my stanzas like this is a romance for you. I got the spirit of discernment walking through your furnace without a burn on me. Like I'm Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro of Abednego. Let me let you know, this is a precursor and I won't take the mark. I'll be Ronald Isley, sipping on iced tea, hearing your footsteps in the dark. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I'll be like Ben Simmons and I won't take the shot close. And I just went beast mode like a Loch Ness monster. Call me Johnny Paycheck, take this job and shove it up your matrix. Now, if you don't hear from me anymore, an enduring tribulation, being strengthened every day through separation. On this narrow road I'm pacing, guided by my creator, the originator, that will terminate fools. And I'll leave being caught up in rapture for Blondie and Anita Baker. The meek shall inherit the earth. And I'm tired of being Barney Fife on this mic. The world lives by morals and dogmas from Albert Pike. But I chose to walk by faith, not by sight. That's that piece.
Man.
Ooh, did you catch those metaphors in there?
Man, did I? I'm over here humming in my head. I keep hearing footsteps in the dark, in the dark. But then I want me some iced tea. I want some iced tea to go with it.
Okay.
Colors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phenomenal brother. Ink, brother. Phenomenal ink.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was awesome.
Thank you, because I just finished this an hour ago, and it just hit my heart.
Wow.
So I knew I needed to do this tonight, and I'm glad that Divine Inspiration invited me to it, because I was coming anyway.
Absolutely, brother.
I don't have to keep inviting you. You got a standing invitation. It says no expiration on the bottom of that. Didn't you get the memo?
You know I'm getting old now. I keep forgetting.
Oh. Nope.
Like Michael McDonald.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I keep forgetting.
Beautiful.
Man.
Not only was it a powerful piece, but it was fresh ink, too. Boy, can't get better than that.
Yes, sir.
Look, I appreciate the both of you on this one.
We appreciate you, brother.
Sure. We definitely appreciate you. We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge and bring on the next caller, and I hope you stick around with us, because I'm sure there's going to be some more powerful poetry spoken here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Thank you for having me. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. God bless you. Yeah, he was going in with the metaphors of baseball, I tell you. That boy's got a dangerous pen.
Right.
Yeah.
Indeed
dangerous pen.
Indeed he does.
And so does our next guest. None other than my Mama Ola Daisy. Welcome.
Hell,
how are you tonight?
Gang's all here. The gang's all here. Together again. Yay!
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So glad to see both of y'all together. And Mama Ola Daisy coming in. This is beautiful. It's like old time. So
just
I've been doing a lot of gallivanting when I know I shouldn't be, so. But I have to, because I got things to do with it. I got to do it myself. I can't just stay in the house and hide from the corona and Delta. So, suggested for everybody to do, but this is what I've been doing to stay safe. And I do get out, and I do mingle, and I'm old, and I do have compromising immune system. So I figure if God is doing this for me with the little things that I'm doing, I want to share with everybody. So the things that I'm doing, I'm reversing. Now, instead of bathing before I go out, I bathe when I come in. And I wash my whole body and hair with baby shampoo. Mm-hmm. So that even if it gets in my eyes, it's going to clean the coronavirus out of my eyes as well. I take some Listerine or something like that, and I put it on like a piece of toilet tissue, and I clean my nose out. I gargle. I drink hot liquids as often as I can. And if I feel a little tingle or something, I drink a lot of citrus with lemon and stuff like that with teas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking zinc and vitamins, Flintstone vitamins at that. And I wear my mask when I'm out. And I use a lot of sanitizer going in and out, trying not to touch a lot of different things. And basically, this is what I do. So I'm just giving those pointers to all of you all. I just had a friend that is a nurse, one of my best friends named Zizwe. You all prayed for him. He pulled through. He's at home. Oh, my God, he was on the ventilator. He was touch and go. And he is a male nurse, and he is up there in age. So your prayers, I'm going to thank you for and tell you that prayers going up from us are working, so we are continuing to pray for anybody that needs it.
Amen.
So from that, I'll just go ahead and do my piece.
All right. The mic is yours, Mom.
The name of this piece
is
called, which I just named it, Mankind or My Kind of Man. The kind of men that I am used to. The kind that don't focus on behinds, but develop minds and raises the consciousness to cope with the times. Men who respect my being and understand who I am. I am a dominator and a slayer. And the men who stand behind me as I make my way through the opening are my support. I report. These men have my back and will never put me in the way of scandal or slack. They design my garments. I don't buy off the rack. Uplifting brothers who are secure in their maleness, who shine in the hood or in the boardroom, emperors and kings with the love supreme. So if you ordinary guys get a swift wake-up kick in the behind, I don't mean to be brutal. I just don't like disapproval. Don't like men who disrespect those who have no loving thoughts about women. I am the mother of many and the slayer of enemies. I have many sons and righteous husbands who love and protect with much respect, and I am the all-round queen who reigns, who also replenishes love back to her daughters and sons with the love supreme, a gift from my supreme being, strong, strong, wise, God-fearing, the kind of men I'm drawn to defend in peace.
Hey, Van.
Yes, sir.
Mama wants a lot of what she said is just describing a man, not a male. Unfortunately, there's a lot of males running around here. But she put a little warning out there, though. And she said she don't deal with the design, the off the rack, so, and then design her garbage, you know. So she put that little warning out there. Look, she high maintenance. I'm just kidding, Mama.
That's right.
I'm just
but
kidding.
You know what, Paul, that's not high maintenance.
Yeah.
See, a lot of the skills that we had were once lost. See, I have the men I was attracted to, they were tailors and designers.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones that made clothes. It wasn't the women. They made the clothes. I have men in my life that make clothes, that I wear designer clothes. I don't have to go buy clothes off the rack. Off the rack and
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have been around brothers that have these kind of skills. Like I told you before, one of my exes has gone on to become Hare Krishna. He's gone. He's descended already. I mean, God just put these kind of men in my life. So these are what kind of men I'm used to. And so I'm just, like, passing this message on. You know, I've been around some awesome men. I'm not used to, like, some of the different types of men they have now. You know, I'm not used to hoes and what they call it, the B word, the hoe word, all these things that men call women now. How they don't respect.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing now. So I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there here.
And I'm glad you did. What's even worse about it is the females that allow themselves to be called by those words. And then some of them that actually use them, like it's a badge of honor. Oh, yeah, I'm his B. How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Answer to it,
and but,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
gladly.
That's
great. But what I like about that piece is you're letting a man know that you can be a man and sew clothes. You can be a man and have a skill to attract a woman, you know. You've got to have something about you to set you apart. You know, look at nature. You know, the birds have the special plumes and they do the little dances to try to get their woman or to build a special nest or whatever, you know. You have to step up your game and put yourself out there because there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with doing what you need to do to get that woman that's right for you. So, you know, I was teasing you when I said that you were high maintenance, Mama, but, you know, both sexes need to maintain a certain standard and not just accept.
Right.
You know? So I appreciate you for that piece.
But see,
and it's really needed in this day and age.
A lot of things, Paul, that the man can do is not always about money. I mean, there's brothers out there that garden, that grow their food. They got, like, you know, watermelons and cantaloupe and tomatoes. There's brothers out there that know how to do some of everything. But you know what? If they don't have any money, sometimes the women want to shun them and don't want to, you know, give them a chance. Well, you got a house and you ain't got no man and you got kids. There's a brother out there that don't really have no place to go, but he know how to fix up a house and know how to put a roof on and know how to keep that grass cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look for other qualities, you know, other qualities than just a person with money.
Absolutely.
And
I hope that some of the females out there listening to that, because you're right, Mama. There's so many that want to know the paycheck, the size of the paycheck, before they even have time to even want to talk to you. You know, and it's crazy. Money is not everything. Money can't buy you happiness, but a man that be loyal to you, that can provide for you, that can do what the Bible tells us we are to do for you.
Yeah,
that's the one you should be looking at. You know. That was an awesome piece, Mom. I'm glad you brought that tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
I loved it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Thank you. That piece.
That was awesome. That was awesome. That was perfectly timed. Perfectly timed. And we're going to keep things moving right along. We have none other than Mr. Automatic Charismatic next on the mic. What's going on, my brother?
What's happening, bro?
Hey. Oh, no.
My go-go brother.
I can feel the anointing of freestyling in the building. I can feel it. I make my dad's up in church.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, I know about that. That freestyle. It sounds like the organ playing.
You know, when that freestyle spirit hit on this
mad freestyle,
you were absent from the service. And something hit me, and I just had to freestyle something, and you missed it.
Yeah, you know, Lord, good Lord, and bless you and my go-go brother. You know, we just pow, freestyle. Lord, come on, freestyle, pow. There you go.
I'm so glad. Listen, Paul. I'm so glad that God doesn't bless us based off of performance.
It's like Big Diddy said. It's like P. Diddy said. I try to tell you we won't stop. Yeah, I won't stop being blessed.
Restart. I know that's right.
Man.
And I'm not going to try to either.
You know, I want to say is my birthday is the 14th. This month, so, you know, I was hoping that my go-go brother would play a go-go music Thursday.
Go-go music.
And some go-go. Yeah, J-Rod, the wise son. You know, y'all like go-go music. You know.
Oh, yeah, my brother.
Pull
the
house
know.
Music in there, too. Yeah.
Go-go music. You said your birthday is the 14th of this month, huh? Fellow Virgo.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
No, yes, tell them when you get your birthday.
The 14th. Tuesday.
That's right.
That's right. I don't know what to say. I get kind of nervous when I'm around legendary freestylers, you know.
Oh, well, you must not be nervous at all now, then.
Yeah, he must not be at all.
Not at all. Well, you know what we're doing tonight? We're just doing our favorite pieces, you know, or the piece that means something special to us. So I want to hear what special freestyle you have for us tonight.
It's called My Next Chapter.
My Next Chapter, wow, okay. And with that being said, the mic is yours, Ken.
I'm living these days of being so blessed. No way that I can never feel like I'm not blessed. It's so interesting in these days when I live my life providing. The God grant me a wife, indeed, to be successful. Even though I had my many avenues, months. I learned so much. Am I to my next chapter? What's been after? What's been captured in the moment that be revealed and everything with another major skill? Live and learn and make everything in return. I'm like the king with the queen of the castle. No hassle because blessings come universal and everything like love is riding in the circle. This is my time and time is so intense. I live in these days with so much suspense. Thank you, Lord, because your blessings were never ignored. You had me restored and I can't thank you enough because I'll be all day, like so many words on display. I know I'll be all right. Everything will be okay, because like you said, God going to make a way. My next shot is the time. It's the time that I shine. Shining your blessings for the morning and tonight, and everything is right until the sight. I won't go without fight. I'll be polite and show my smile. Lord, everything that you've done is so worthwhile. I can feel the blessings, and when I start dressing and start manifesting and start more investing in you, Lord, you are the truth to get me regrouped. No, my sons cannot be in a vacant place. My silence must awaken that I speak more into you, into my next chapter, because 46, I can't make it without you to my other birthdays, because it's all in you, my God, for my next chapter, from beginning to end. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, take gears in, morning, pipe and dry.
All right.
My brother, next chapter. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of like speaking things.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? Thank you, Fusel. Thank you. Thank you, because y'all are always motivating me with y'all freestyles. And I just like, you know I got to step my game up, man. When I come on this show, no question. When I'm around y'all freestyles, I'm like, come on, pump up the volume. Pump it up. Gotta get pumped up.
Okay, man.
Cameron say, pump it up, homeboy.
Automatic.
Yeah, God bless.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much for that one.
All right.
Oh, man. He ain't going to give up on us, man, about that freestyle.
He's not. He's not.
Mm-mm. Now, he's muted now, but if he shows up next week, I don't know. The Lord touches me. He might just hear something, a freestyle piece. That means he's got to come back next week. You know. But for the here and now, we've got one of Epiphany's own, Danielle, also known as La Perla Negra. Hey, baby girl, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Rachel X. Hey, Van, how y'all doing?
He put you on full blast.
He know who he is.
He ain't gonna never quit either.
No. Now that's why I was traumatized. No, I'm being nice about it, honestly. Told you I ain't never called Jesus so much in my life. And I'm past the halfway mark. I'm trying to tell you.
But the fact that you're here to talk about it must mean that I did all right.
Yeah, you did all right. We made it. Let's leave it there. We made it. We made it. Lord. Not much scares me these days, okay? It really isn't much that scares me these days because I know certain things, but you scared me. And then He did it while we were riding along one of those big semi trucks on the expressway. Come on now. Not so funny now, is it?
Well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What name did you just say? Expressway, right? So when something is done in express mode, it's done rapidly. I was on the expressway.
Yeah, but you expressing yourself?
Getting us to our destination in express mode.
Lord, I'm so glad I was covered. Whew. And poor for real, he just didn't look up at all.
Right.
That's the first time I've ever been with him, and he was real quiet.
He kept his head down. He didn't even look up, poor thing. But yeah, we made it. We made it. Thank God. Ooh, yeah. It's all good though.
You've ridden with me since then.
Because I made, you know what, I know I'm covered, so I'm good. That was the human side of me overreacting.
So right.
At that instant. Oh, yeah, right. I made a choice.
Hey, did you finish writing, Danielle?
As much of it as I could. Yeah. It's not completely
finished. I was tickled
when
I saw that thing. I'm still writing. I've been in that space a couple of times. I had to laugh because I know exactly. Look, I hope I'm not next because I ain't finished yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't know why I do this. I wait till the very last minute to start writing. I actually called in late. I'm usually like 8:45 right there in the queue, but I was giving counsel to somebody else. And time ran over. I'm like, but I gotta go. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Everything's gonna be all right. Just breathe and pray, baby. But breathe and pray, you're gonna be all right.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So can we hear what it was that you were so fervently working on when the program started?
Sure, you can. Sure, you can. Sure, you can. It's a little different, but you can. Yeah. I'll share it.
Okay. Does it have a title?
It does this time. It does. Yes, it does.
What?
It's called... See? There go the shades. Really?
I got to get some payback,
okay.
Too.
I named some of my pieces. I did. I named some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just happened to... get a name. I don't know if I was actually going to name it this, but I was rushing to finish, so this is what it got.
Okay.
All right, so this is called Return to Source.
Make it short.
Thank you. I am on a spiritual journey to learn the ultimate lesson, the ultimate goal. Love. See, there's a place and time where we all recognize each other. But for balance, we have to learn necessary lessons. And we choose to branch out seeking these lessons to get an understanding of why we are. Within seeking these lessons, it causes separation. But we all do return to source. Love. On this journey, there will always be obstacles and tests because that is how the universe balances out and how we balance out ourselves. This thing with love and energy and the universe goes so much deeper than what we talk about and what we acknowledge. So throughout the experiences and lessons in my own on my own journey, I love quietly. A caution taken so I am no longer just taken from. A caution taken while waiting for the perfect love for me to perfect love for me is ready to not only receive but give. I was asked a long time ago, how long would I wait for that real love, that true love? Well, I would wait until the rain no longer fell and the seas dried up, until the winds no longer created symphonies with the leaves, until the last star burns out in the heavens, until the sands of time stop falling through and the last grain drops atop, until I return to source. And that's it.
Okay, I like that. Wow. I like that.
Absolutely.
That message in there, yeah, to return to the source.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better place to return to. You know, we stray away like the prodigal child. We stray away.
Mm-hmm.
We are so lucky that we have a God that allows us to return once we don't went out and made a mess of things, made a mess of ourselves, or tried to do things of our own accord.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we're going back home.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No,
we're going back to where we know it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It is love.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome peace.
I like it a lot. Thank you. Thank you. It was a rough job, but I got you.
Hey. When our daddy is guiding our pen, rush jobs or one that takes 2 weeks to write, it's done in the right time to get that point that was needed to be put out there.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So what do you got going on in your life these days, young lady?
What's going on? Okay. Today is Sunday. Last night was poetic therapy, so next Saturday is the answer. Okay, the following Saturday, after next Saturday, I'm back in poetic therapy with seeing the man, Philip. Y'all come on over there and relieve some mental stress. I got to work on new therapists because there's something going on. Anyway, that is Saturday night at 9. Monday. Monday night at 9. Monday night at 9 p.m. I am in the Soul Cafe. I have 1/4 post. Okay. Lord have mercy. All right. Let me get myself together. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, especially Johnny, who handles the event page and does an amazing job, and poetic. Wednesday night, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice, Steve on his VIP. Now, I don't know if y'all had her on here earlier, and she mentioned the topic, but I would rather her mention it to you guys, because I don't know if it's surefire.
She hasn't been here?
All right, I guess I'll say it. It was actually in my piece, and the topic is, how long would you actually wait for real love? So y'all come on in there, get caught up in the love zone, and bring them pieces and let us know how long would y'all wait. And that is Wednesday night at 9. Back to you guys.
That's an interesting title.
Very interesting topic.
Yeah, she posed that question. Well, I'm like,
okay.
Hmm.
And the fact that you're asking how long would you wait for real love, because a lot of people mistake lust for love. So,
yep.
I'm going to have to
find
a way
strong,
to get in.
Light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just something about one particular thing that they're caught up in or infatuated about them. They don't recognize everything that comes along with that person until later on they hook up with them, and then it's like, wait a minute, I don't like this part of you, you know. But within real love, you have it's total acceptance, and a lot of people don't recognize it. They don't know that, you know, that one thing, and they're like, okay, what happened to that one part that caught my attention?
Yeah,
that's the way it goes sometimes.
It's an interesting show. Should be a very interesting show. I'm gonna have to try my hardest to make sure I get there tonight. Get there that night.
You need to.
So be sure to send
you
me
need
invite.
To. You know what? You know it's an open invitation, but if I must, if it's necessary, I'll go in the event page and I'll send out, I'll send you an invite personally. All right?
Okay. That's what I like. You know, just like C-Dub said earlier, you know, I'm getting old.
Honey, we all
I play that
eight card. We ain't getting old. We're just getting better. We're getting better. It's seasoning
right.
on us. That's all.
Right.
It's just seasoning. That's all.
All right.
That's all.
Danya, thank you so much for coming through, Queen. Especially with that piece. I like that. Fresh ink again.
Well,
I tell you, we're getting the fresh stuff in here tonight. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna send you with your laughing self to we're gonna send you and your laughing self to the praise lounge so y'all can laugh over there.
All right.
And bring on
you.
The next caller. But hang
thank
out
you.
With us for a little while. All
I'm
right.
Here.
God bless
I'm
you,
here.
Queen.
God
okay.
bless y'all.
Oh, and she, look, she got that out without a laugh. I said that
she
as
did.
I muted her back because you know she'd have come back with something.
Right.
But I did forget she does know how to get in the studio. She can bring herself back on to the me hush and bring on the next caller real quick. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the next caller is one of our friends from up north. We have Lady
yes,
A. Hello,
north.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. Not quite to Alaska,
hey,
but north of the border.
North of the border.
Okay.
Canada, Canada.
In the great country of Canada. Woohoo!
How you doing, Lady A?
That's right.
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Good
I got a little piece for you. And it's called You Can Be You.
It's called what? I'm sorry.
You Can Be You.
Oh, interesting.
And it goes like this. Okay, thank you. You can be you. Beyond the broken child I rose, above the violence life composed, survival strength better chose. I am shipmaster, commodore. I am a hero. I am captain, commander of my vessel. Words soothe my raging heart. In them I nestled. Clouds parted with each line of poetry from my mind. Beauty peeked in for me to see. I believed words set me free. Azure skies, oceans blue, hydrangeas of every hue. Babies, children playing, songs sung when it's raining. Music fits under my skin, laughing, crying, loving grins. Blow off the dust. Pink, ivory, mauve, coral colors shine. We can't wait for life to be perfect to be happy. Dig in. Dig yourself out. Stand up. Stand out. Experience the pain. Without it, there is no gain. I am shipmaster. Commodore. I am a hero. End poem.
And I like that.
Oh, man, Lady A. Oh,
we
man.
Need to have confidence in ourselves. That's powerful
yes.
right there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
I kind of needed to hear that today. Thank you for bringing that piece. You know, we got to realize that it's okay to be who we are.
Yeah.
Too many people, and I think that's part of what's wrong with the world today. Too many people are trying to be someone that they're not. You know, looking up as false. Heroes or false mentors and trying to emulate somebody that they're just not. It's okay
yeah.
to be you. I like that message in that piece.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, Lady A, would have done it. Peace.
Thank you for bringing that peace.
Yeah, wherever this place is you're writing from, you know, I often say that pain produces some of our greatest masterpieces. So hone it and write your heart out.
Yeah. It's been, for the most part, the most cathartic way for me to survive a lot of things. And I'm thankful for it. I don't want to say I'm thankful for the pain, because I'm not in many ways, but I think we have to make our lives what we want it to be. And we can't succumb to our circumstances. And it's a lesson I teach myself every day, because it's hard. It's a hard lesson. Hard to look at yourself, even especially if you're standing alone, and to be your own ship's captain. You just, if you're going against the crowd, you know, it's difficult to believe that about yourself, you know.
But I think and I believe that unless you're able to stand alone, you're really not ready to stand with someone else, because you have to hone your own strength, your own personality, and be you before you can even offer yourself to someone else. So painful as it may be, it is very necessary for us to reach the best us that we can be.
Exactly.
Through the fire comes perfection.
Yeah, because so you know what? Ultimately, in the end, no matter what happens, I like who I am. I like the person that is me. And even if others don't, I do. And I think that's a great comfort too, you know. I don't mean that in a conceited way. I just mean that, you know, I try not to let my insecurities win. Yeah.
You're absolutely right with that, you know, and I can relate to that. I'm at a point in life now where I like me. That wasn't always so. There was quite a long period of time when I didn't like myself. I didn't like who I was pretending to be, what I was doing. There was a lot about me I just did not like. And I'm not talking about the physical things like, oh, my nose too big and you know, that kind of mess. Me on the inside, I didn't like. But I like me now.
Yeah.
And it took all of it took all of the pain, all of the good things, the bad things, the unfair things, the stupid things. It took all of that to get me to where I am today. So,
exactly.
With that being said, all of those negative things that may have happened in my life become positive because they brought me to a place where I look in the mirror and I said, "Ah, I like you. I like what I see."
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
for sure.
It's a beautiful thing. Don't give up.
No,
I
can't.
Say, yeah, you're on the right path. Do not give up.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being able
to
share this with you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you did. So we're going to put you in a praise now to bring on the next caller. But once again, thank you for that piece. You can be you. That was awesome. I loved it. God bless
you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Bless you, too.
Man, thank you so much. Man.
Yeah. You can be you. And that's a powerful thought process. A lot of people need to hear that and need to know that. It's okay to be who you are, especially in this society where everybody, you know, either you got to be a Barbie doll or you got to be this, you got to be that. You got to, you know, be who you were born to be. God don't make mistakes. So you can be you. I like that. Well, Dan, we're going to bring on this next caller. This is who Automatic should have been talking about and talking to, because this is another person who loves and has done quite well with the art of freestyle. None other than Gina Storm. Welcome, Queen.
Happy Sunday, y'all. I was just trying to figure out, what did I do?
Hey,
I'm pretty sure I raised my hand, but yeah.
She sure did.
Oh, I'm getting better. And I muted myself before I started talking. Oh, look at me winning.
I was just about to say that. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. And watch. I won't do it the rest of the week. I got it right, though.
Well, at least you started the week right.
There you go. You guys having a great Sunday? You're having a great show.
Absolutely. Definitely a great Sunday, and thank you for that. To God be the glory. It's not our show. It's his show.
And he brought through just what needed to be brought through for this evening, and I'm loving it.
You're still the host. And like Poetic said, to God be the glory, because if this wasn't available, you know, everybody has options, but sometimes you want to go to the place that you feel like you can just be you.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing is praising God and standing in his light. I couldn't ask anything better. So that's why I show up. If I can talk, I raise my hand. If I cannot, I listen.
I know that's right. Amen.
If I don't call it, I'll pray.
That's right.
Amen.
But that all sounds like a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
So, did you hear Automatic earlier when he was challenging freestyle artists?
I did.
It almost sounded like he was talking about Van or myself. But
that's what I thought.
He already knew that it was you that he was talking about.
We don't know what he was talking about.
Okay. That's fair. God knows his heart. His house in the right place. His aspirations, however, may be a little misplaced. Everybody not trying to step on that ledge. And you know what I tell people all the time? You freestyle every time you write a piece because you didn't know that piece before you wrote it. And you wrote it down as
canvas. That's
true. So just say those words out loud. That's a freestyle. All right. That's it. It's nothing.
Very true. Very true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to remember that one.
And then you won't overthink it, and then you realize you can do it. So, yeah, just give it a shot. Just do it for you, and then see if you like it. Take it from there.
Mm-hmm. I like what the young folks say these days. Stay in your lane.
Oh, sure, we all have a lane. And I'm not saying it's worth in and out of traffic. I'm just saying, sometimes, if you want to stretch, you have to go someplace that you've never been. So don't be afraid of it just because you haven't been there before. You're not going alone. Take God with you like you always do. You'll be all right.
Absolutely.
I know that's right. What did you bring for us this evening?
I've been sick for a couple of days, and I'm on the mend, so I had to sit down because I usually walk like in a circle or from room to room when I spit. I just can't be still. But my body told me to sit down, and I listened. And I remember when I was doing a lot and I needed to take a break and take a breath, God sat me down. So I'm tired of my freestyle tonight. My freestyle tonight, be still.
I know that's right. Mike is your thing.
All right. Sometimes I have to remind myself. Prayer between me and the Creator is like conversation between two loved ones. I'm respectful of his position. He knows my heart and will always listen. And I'm there for it. I'm paying attention. There was a time in my life when I got so busy I would run into myself. I went to bed at night and I was exhausted and couldn't really rest. I would wake up in the wee hours of the morning and not go back to sleep at all. I assure you, I would get through the next day grumpy and irritated because I didn't have enough rest. And my body and my mind were not being still. I had to listen. Sometimes I get shut down. that happened just recently. I spent a couple of days in the bed. My grandchildren came yesterday and only could stay for a few hours. I needed to go to bed immediately. I couldn't stay up another second. I couldn't move on. I could barely take care of me. And for me to have them here would just be wrong. Not to say that they're infants and need me to watch over and smother them constantly, but there should at least be some adult supervision, so they got picked up by the mommies. Moms got them, and they had a good time last night and this morning, too, and all I could think of what I had missed out on. Then I had to remember what it was in the beginning that I had to tell myself over and over because my hard head up against the wall I was hitting. Be still. That wasn't time lost. It was time well spent. We just condensed it. They didn't miss a visit with Gigi. My grandson, sir, didn't miss his haircut, you see. I might have not been the one in the shop with him, but he still had the 20. And he was there with his mommy. And life went on. In order for me to take care of others, I have to refill this well. There's not always a person walking up to me with a cup and making sure that I'm okay. No. There are times when I'm alone. When I fall down. There are times when I suffer in silence because I don't want nobody around. There are times when I look so bad that if I looked at a selfie of me, I'd cry instantly. That was recently. And I woke up this morning. And the pain and the suffering had ended and the sun was shining. I again was thankful, grateful. And I knew that I had to be obedient. Because no matter whether or not I took my prescribed prescriptions or the antibiotic that I just got the other day, if I drank the tea concoction that a wise woman told me to do so right away, if, like my mother always says, and I don't know why she thinks it's so, rub some Vicks Vapor Rub on it, baby. You'll see in the morning. You'll be all right. All I could think was, Mommy, no. What I had to do, what I always do, what I will continue to, is listen to God when he's telling me something. And that's why I had to be still. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Mm. Beautiful peace, Gina. Yes.
Okay, say that one more time, man.
Ooh-wee.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard to be still, y'all. It's hard.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. It has to be done, but it's not easy to do.
But I'm glad that you sat down this time instead of God sitting down. Sometimes he sits us down a little rougher than we would do ourselves. So it's a good thing that you caught it before he had to step in.
Right. Oh, yeah. It could have been really bad. I love the way that my mom is always being optimistic, and, you know, she'll tell me that I'm going to be all right, just do this. But when they saw me on Thursday, my mom and two of my aunts, they all asked, did I want to go to the emergency room or quick care? You know what I said? Do I look that bad? They said, we can't say, but we think that you should go. You see, too.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, well, I talked to my primary care physician on the video chat. She called in a prescription. If that doesn't work, then I'll do that. But I'll be honest with you. I feel like hospitals and quick cares right now are petri dishes for things that my immune system can't fight. So I'm going to try to write it out at the house, and I did.
Right.
I was still, and God provided, and here I am, able to spit a piece, and
amen.
I did this. God be the glory.
Amen.
I had to praise him because he did this, and he turned that around. And like, they were worried. Mm. And my daughter, too. My daughter was like, oh, wait. Let me put sir back in the car because I'm going to have to take him to the barbershop myself. I see mommy go get in bed. So you know you're looking bad when the people who love you don't want you to get up.
Yeah.
They want you to go lay back down. You look terrible. So I bounced back, and I couldn't have done that by myself, and I know I didn't do it by myself. And I know that the power of prayer as well. There were so many people praying for my recovery and that it be speedy. And it happened expeditiously. I did not expect to be 100%, and I'm not. But I'm at the level of well-being that spitting the piece was an option for me. So I thank y'all for the opportunity. One love, one my God. I'll be back in the sanctuary next week.
Amen. Amen.
One love, one my God. It's a blessing to hear. When people go through their health issues and come back out strong. That attests to nothing but the love of God and the power of God. So, and that's a testimony in and of itself. I love it. Love it. So, Dan, while we have the opportunity, would you give us all the weekly rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Essentially, John, he's running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night show with Mojave is the War Council. You don't want to miss it. Wednesday night's the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down. We are back. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. You're not going to want to miss this show. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night show is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then Sunday night, we'll be right back in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Well, that sounds like an awesome week ahead. Y'all be sure that you dial those numbers, 319-527-6300, and be sure to press 1. Wow, this has been a well-needed show tonight. Everything that was that was spit tonight has touched me in a way, you know. So I'm grateful that you guys came through tonight. And now I'd be even more grateful if you would join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening thanking you, first and foremost, for just being you. But we thank you for the opportunity to share with one another, to encourage one another, to put into practice iron sharpening iron. So we thank you, Lord. As we leave this platform, Father God, we ask that you would go with us, that you would keep all hurt, harm, and danger away from us. For those that were not able to call in, Father God, because of illness or because of whatever's going on in their lives, we ask that you would bless them and touch them. Amelia and so many others that are going through some things, Father God. Give them what they need to get through these. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that you have deserved. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. God bless you all.
Real simple song I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.